I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Nolan and I are excited to be back, and we hope that you're excited to be back with us again. You know, right off the hop, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you, but we live it, we die it, we breathe it. We love this. We love this, doing it every week with you guys, for you guys. We love the conversations throughout the week from the callers that contact us. And just everything that goes along with it. So continue to enjoy it, continue to be dirtbags, and continue to be lovers of baseball. That's really what it comes down to at the end of the day. So got a good show coming to you. Obviously, talk about the Framber Valdez no-hitter last night, but jump right into our thoughts and opinions on the trade. So we're obviously not going to get through all the trades that happened over the last week since the last show, but we'll give our thoughts and opinions. And as always, send in your thoughts and opinions to us. And then we'll do our curtain call. Thank you for sending in the questions again this week. And we'll just have a whole lot of fun like we always do. But hey, when we need to tell you what you need to hear, you'll hear it. And we won't tell you what you want to hear all the time. So that's what makes it all fun. And that's what makes the show great. So before we get going, though, as we do, want to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro. You can check them out at ripgrippro.com. Hitting training device. Tress Sullivan and his team will help you out, hook you up, get you right on the right path with that small but very valuable little product that they've created. And you're seeing a lot of players using it more and more every week. So, and of course, our favorite throwing training aid, the Rope Trainer. You can find out more about that right on our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com, or you can contact me directly at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook, and we can dialogue about it and help it make sense as to why you need to have it as a part of your throwing arm health program development, and so much more. It's just, it's endless. So reach out to me so we can talk about it and you understand fully why we believe in it so much. And we believe that everybody from little leaguers to the big leaguers should have it in their bag. There's no questions asked about it. So, hey, wherever you are out there in the world listening, we hope you had a dirty week, whether you are playing, coaching, parenting, or just a fan. We hope it was a dirty, dirty week, because that's what it needs to be all the time, and just having fun all the time. So get settled, get that favorite drink. We're going to be back here in a second, and we're going to get after it like we always do.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, tech, and travel-size personal items. Plus, save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Now at Staples, you can save even more with $25 back in rewards on your in-store purchase of $75 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/5. Redeemable in-store only. Rewards members only.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to get after it with?
Yeah, I mean, you already kicked it off with the intros. Let's talk about the Framber Valdez no-hitter. Obviously, throws a Maddux as well in there. So, for those that don't know, Maddux is a complete game shutout with less than 100 pitches thrown. He ends up throwing 93 pitches. Man, I want to give all the credit to the pitcher, but at the same time, you got to give some credit to Martin Maldonado, right? Obviously, he's the catcher down there in Houston. This is his third no-hitter that he's caught in his MLB career. There's only a select few catchers that have caught three no-hitters in MLB history. Like, that guy, I mean, his reputation as one of the best defensive catchers is well-known. Obviously, a fantastic game caller. All the pitchers down there in Houston have tons of confidence in him. But man, you're looking at it like Valdez, obviously one of the top pitchers this year, if not the top pitcher in the American League. And he just went out there and absolutely mowed through the lineup.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, right? That battery mates when we're doing training. And you can tell when we talk to people, Nolan, how overlooked that little part of the game is thought of. Definitely not at the pro level, but at the amateur level, you hit the nail on the head. There's a partner with Framber Valdez, and it happened to be Martin Maldonado. And his third one, like you said, in the last, 4 years? And one happened to be in a World Series game. Like that's doing something right. That's understanding your pitchers. That's understanding how they're throwing the ball coming out of the bullpen. Not just during the game, but coming out of the bullpen. That's a hats off for sure to Maldonado. And obviously, Valdez has got to execute the pitches at the end of the day, and they did it. And you know the knock on Valdez is that's been the one little knock is he can't stay focused throughout the game all the time. He knows he needs to, but he can't. And that bites him in the behind. He usually starts out good, and then he has that one bad inning. Last night, hey, he locked it in. He got it done. 93 pitches, complete game, like you said, no hitter. Welcome to the club, big fella. Welcome to the club.
Now, I mean, obviously, the news that kind of everybody's been paying attention to over the past couple of days, and I mean, realistically, over the past month, ever since the All-Star game ended, the trade deadline, man. Were there any huge surprises for you, Kirk? Like, I know off of the top of my head, I mean, obviously, the biggest surprise out there was the New York Mets becoming a complete fire sale team, trading away Max Scherzer, obviously, was the first domino to fall. And then, obviously, you get Justin Verlander going back to the Astros. Like, those were two big moves. And obviously, they kicked in a lot of money to get back the prospects that they did. Obviously, Max Scherzer brings back Ronald Acuña's brother, Luis Angel Acuña. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly or not, but he was the number four prospect with the Texas Rangers. I think slides in as the number two now with the New York Mets. I think he'll still be the number two after the Justin Verlander trade, where they brought back Gilbert from Houston, who was the number 68 overall in MLB. He was Houston's only top 100 prospect. You're looking at it, man. Like, the Mets got a nice little haul back. Obviously, the plan is now going to be, okay, we rebuild for a couple of years and we spend the money when we want to. You got to assume it takes them out of the Shohei Ohtani race as well. But either way, jumping into it, man, like, those were two of the biggest surprise trades for me, at least.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. That's what I was going to say. The Mets just going ahead and Steve Cohen learning the lesson, which every new owner seems to go through. And it's good timing. When you look at the free agent pitchers on the market this year and that, there's a lot of really good 2-3 hole pitchers that are out there for them and stuff like that. And go ahead and take a step back. And let's be honest. I mean, it's a good wake-up call for the offense and the defense of the New York Mets as well. You know? Wake up, boys, and get it done. You got a guy that's willing to do it, but you better get out there and get after and get her done. And they're a lot like the Toronto Blue Jays and stuff like that. Obviously, the Blue Jays are still on the wild card on the American League side of things, but they got a lot of players that are talented over there that, to me, they just don't go and get it done with the New York Mets. I don't know. Like, do you see that with them this year? I've seen it last year as well, so it's not just this year, but I know for a long time, Pete Alonso, before he got hit and knocked out there with the injury, two months ago now, we're already in August, you know, he was rolling with the home runs. But overall, that club, they need a little bit more fire in their belly, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they paid Francisco Lindor, they paid Max Scherzer, they paid Justin Verlander. They paid all these guys tons of money, right? None of it ever seemed to pan out. Obviously, they dealt most of the guys that they paid the money to. Mark Canna, obviously, going over to the Brewers as well. Like, you're looking up and down that lineup, and you're like, man, it just, I don't know who the clubhouse leader is. Like, it didn't really seem like they had a de facto leader outside of, of course, their older pitchers in Scherzer and Verlander. But, like, in terms of actual lineup leaders, like you said, obviously Alonso goes down with the injury. Ever since then, I mean, yeah, he's had some of his power and everything. Like, don't get me wrong, he's still up to 30 bombs, but it doesn't look like he's been the same presence up at the plate pre-injury. Obviously, Francisco Lindor, I'd say for the most part, hasn't been anywhere near the money that they signed him for. But let's be honest, any of the shortstops this year that signed for any type of that money, have any of them been worth it either? No. Like, so
no,
that's the thing, man. You're looking at it and you're like, okay, who in that Mets clubhouse really wanted to take charge and be the de facto player leader? Obviously, Buck Showalter still has the respect of basically everybody in that clubhouse, it seems like. But now all of a sudden you got to start wondering, man, like, is Bucky even going to last the season? Because that's a fair question to ask with the way that the season's gone for the Mets. You can assume now with them becoming sellers, they're going to be, I don't know, a 400 win percentage team throughout the rest of the season. Like, it's not an impressive lineup. And obviously it's not what Epler and Cohen set out to do at the start of the year when they obviously spent the $340+ million that they did. But even the fact that they had to kick in, what was it? I think $90 million combined between Scherzer and Verlander just to get them off their books. Like, that's also adding on to their payroll for next year, right? So, I mean, it's one of those ones where you're just sitting there scratching your head. Like, I don't know how this whole thing fell apart as quick as it did. Obviously, last year, the knock was defense. This year, I mean, the knock just seems to be the whole team as a whole.
Yeah, and you know what? Pitchers are older, the two that were mentioned. Verlander looked really good the last, 3-4 starts or whatever and stuff like that. Scherzer's just looked average. You know what? It happened. A lot of strong opinions in there. They got to get a clear vision going forward, and hopefully that's what ends up happening for Epler and Cohen to get them moving in the right direction. So we got about 2 minutes in this segment, Nolan. The other The other surprise, which was a kind of a pleasant surprise, I don't know if they'll even still make it out in the first round of the playoffs, but Milwaukee Brewers, they really, they saw an opportunity. They got Woodruff coming back off the IL at some point in the next 2 weeks, hopefully for them. But they saw an opportunity. They saw a season where they can take this. The Cubbies are looking good, but who knows if that stays on or not. And they went out and they made trades. They were active. They you know, again, I don't know if those players make all that difference in a playoff round with the other teams in the NL and the way they look, but good for Milwaukee to go and do it. Recognize they could win the division. Let's go ahead and shore it up. We got some faults over at first. We got some faults in the outfield, and we got some faults in the, or we'd like to add a little strength in the bullpen. And they went ahead and they did it.
Well, let's be honest. That's complete hindsight of last year. They understood they're in a division hunt. Last year, obviously, they trade away Hader and the ship just fell apart, right? This year, they realized they're in a playoff hunt and they said, hey, no, we're actually going to make the push that we need to, because Cincinnati didn't make any moves. Like, Cincinnati was the one team that needed to make a move. And I get the hesitancy with all their young players and everything like that, but still, at the end of the day, man, you got to go out there and you had to add starting pitching. You had to add some bullpen help. Yes, Alexis Diaz has been great. Yes, they have some other guys. But Lodolo's injured. Hunter Green's injured. Like, there's openings on that roster. Milwaukee absolutely nailed it by going out there and being aggressive. Now, they didn't make the big headline splash that they could have made, but they made the smart moves that they needed to in order to take over the NL Central.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we come back after the break, I want to talk a little bit more about the Cincinnati Reds and my opinion on them. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we're talking about the Brewers going all in. More or less all in for the Brewers, and Cincinnati really not doing anything. One little minor trade with the Oakland Athletics, and then was quiet. So, all I want to say on that, Nolan, is we're not big buzzwords, and we're not big phrase guys when we do our training or talking here, even on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, but. There's one line that really makes a lot of sense to me, and I only started hearing it maybe about 6 years ago, and it was, act like you've been there before. And that really stuck out to me when I first heard it or whatever, and it's more and more. I talk about it with players. I talk about it with coaches. I talk about it with anybody and everybody, and I break it down, and it makes sense. You know, Cincinnati's in a place right now, even though playoffs is new to this regime, pretty much, or being in a potential playoff hunt is new. But as much as we go through those bad years, even in the bad years, you're waiting for it to happen to be good years, right? And so you can be in the hunt. So in other words, when you're there, again, you're one of 30 in the world. Yeah. Like you've been there before. I hope you have the ownership to back that up. Because when you're bad that long, you should be able to have enough good prospects in your system to be able to go up and make a couple of really good moves. I don't think overall for me, Nolan, and I'll let you jump in after this, the trades that I saw happening, I didn't see anybody overwhelmingly as prospects going the other way. I saw really good potential prospects. But again, they're prospects, so there's no guarantee in the MLB that they're going to be great. So I think there had to be moves out there for the Cincinnati Reds. But yeah. Act like you've been before. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like the volume and everything like that of trades was definitely significant over the weekend. You're looking at it, even the past couple of days. But like you're looking at it and you're like, okay, yeah, there was tons of trades that happened. Like you said, though, there wasn't any big name players. That are having tremendous seasons really get dealt, right? Like you had your obvious, don't get me wrong, Justin Verlander, he's having a good year. He'll go back down to Houston, he'll be excellent, right? But obviously New York had to kick in a lot of cash. Scherzer, like you said, I mean, this year he's having statistically his worst season in over a decade, right? Since basically he first came up with the Tigers, and you're kind of looking at it like, oh, okay, what Max Scherzer are we getting here? Obviously those were kind of like the two top 100 prospects going back in trades. But I mean, yeah, outside of that, like there was just top 30 prospects going back to each respective team, but it wasn't like there was any major moves out there. Cincinnati, man. Yeah. Like they got tons of prospects. One guy that I thought like realistically in my head could have gotten dealt. Obviously he got traded last year in the Luis Castillo deal, but that was Noelvi Marte. Shortstop for Cincinnati Reds, right? Shortstop, second baseman, obviously down in the minor leagues. You're looking at it, man. Right now, they don't have a position for him up in the major league roster. Like, you got Matt McClain, you got Spencer Steer, you got Ellie De La Cruz. You still have Jonathan India there, right? Like, Jonathan India, I thought, was guaranteed to be traded based on the way the talks were going there last week.
The injury hurt him, though. That unexpected injury.
I get that. But still, though, it was one of those ones where you're just sitting there like, man, the Reds have pieces down in the minor league system. Yes, I get the hesitancy to try and trade some of these players. But at the same time, you're a team right now that's trying to make a push. You got to improve your roster. Don't just get into the playoffs for the sake of getting into the playoffs to make the fans happy. Look at the St. Louis Cardinals for the past decade. In that division, realistically, the Cardinals have been one of the most consistent teams, obviously, right? Year in, year out, they just get into the playoffs just to make the fan base happy. They don't actually make that move to try and be a World Series contender. When the Chicago Cubs went to the World Series and they won the World Series back in 2016, right, you're looking at it, man, and you're like, okay, this team made the moves to try and win a World Series. You look at Atlanta Braves, right, obviously jumping divisions now at this point. Atlanta Braves 2021. They made moves to try and win a World Series. They won the World Series. This year, same thing, man. They made the moves to try and win a World Series again, albeit in lower moves. But at the same time, they're making moves to try and bolster their depth and everything like that because they're the clear favorites in the National League. Right? Cincinnati, they make it into the playoffs. Second round, they're probably going to have to face the Reds, let's just say. or even if they make it to the NL Championship Series, they go up against the Braves. There's no way in heck that they're beating them. I get it that last year everybody thought that the Phillies making the playoffs and making a push was kind of a stretch, right? But at the same time, man, they made some good moves right at the deadline. Like the Reds just, they were the team that everybody was building up to make a significant move. Now, I don't know if it was necessarily to go out there and get a Justin Verlander or Max Scherzer, but it should have been to go out there and get a great veteran piece on an expiring contract who has playoff experience. Because no one on that team outside of Otto has playoff experience.
Wow, that's it, right? That's the part that I like right there was the fact that you said you got to get to the playoffs. You got to get to that experience, right? Because you can't, I think so many pro teams fall into that trap. They start hearing the industry. They start hearing the quote unquote or unquote experts out there. And, oh, you're stacked with prospects. You're stacked with these great players. You're stacked with everything. That is just, that is one team in an extended period with. It just doesn't happen overall. And you're seeing the Blue Jays going through that with them. We've talked about it countless times, and you know that dirtbags out there. You've heard us talk about that, you know, with your Vladdy and your Bichette. And yeah, keep a hold of them and let it run as long as you can. At some point, you got to win. At some point, you get mad and go, forget it. One of these guys got to go. You got to get rid of one of these guys to wake them up and really get over the hump. Cincinnati, I mean, they're the Blue Jays of what, three, 4 years ago when this started to move forward for them. But like you said, in that division this year, they had a chance to go ahead and compete for the rest of the year to get to the playoffs, even if they had a loss three in a row in the playoffs and they're out in the wild card game, whatever. It's worth it. To me, it's worth it. You have to have that. You went from what? A little under 10,000, 7,000 fan base at the 1st of June, I think you said the one time on the show, to averaging over 40,000 when they went on that streak and they started winning games. That's what your fans are telling you. And then within a month later, you went back the other way. In my opinion, you went the other way and you said, we don't care. We don't care. We're going to wait for next year. Well, next year could always be next year because every other team's going to get better. St. Louis didn't wait for next year. They made trades and they got players. Now, again, they're not maybe going to help them next year or whatever and that, but they're going to go out and sign some pitchers and get some stuff back because Arenado and Goldie are going to put the pressure on them as veteran players, and they should. That wasn't a lot of fun this year. We don't want to be in last place. We don't want to be outside the playoffs. So they're going to be better. The Cubs are going to be better. The Pirates are going to be better. So there's no guarantee they're even moving up the slot, Cincinnati. I think thumbs down, terrible job. Z on the report card for me, Cincinnati Reds.
What? One letter?
A Z. That bad.
A Z.
that bad.
There you go.
That bad. I'm not even fooling around, Nolly.
Yeah. No, I mean, it. Here's the thing, right? You're looking at it, and the Brewers, you know, just year in, year out, the Brewers aren't losing anybody either. Like, they still have all their guys under contract for another year, right? Like I'm saying, all their big horses. So, I mean, that's one that, to me, like, if I'm the Brewers, yeah, they didn't panic this year like they did last year and just all of a sudden trade off Hader. Like, the Brewers, man, they did exactly what they needed to do the Central. The Minnesota Twins, they were in the same boat as the Cincinnati Reds to me, right? The Minnesota Twins are a team that's leading the division, albeit by, what, a game and a half now over Cincinnati? Or, sorry, over Cleveland? And, yeah, you're looking at it, and you're like, how the heck do they not make a move? Like, their starters have been fantastic. Their offense has been subpar. Carlos Correa, I mean, we talked about it on the opener there. With all the shortstops that got all the money, right? Trey Turner having a horrible year. Carlos Correa, horrible year. Xander Bogaerts, horrible year. Like, for the money that they're getting paid, don't get me wrong, if they're getting paid $10 million, yeah, those are numbers that you'd expect out of those guys. These guys are getting paid $30 million basically each. Like, just horrible years from each of them. And you're looking at it, right? Like, Byron Buxton, you don't know if he's going to be on the field tomorrow. Because that guy plays with such danger to his game. And don't get me wrong, like, It's pure reckless abandon out there. And it's so fun to watch him because when he is on the field, he is one of the top five overall talents in baseball in terms of what he can do. But he's at what, 17 home runs, 200 average, 45 RBIs this year? Like Joey Gallo's hitting what, I think right around career average of .175, .180 this year again?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Minnesota was another team that truly just disappointed me. They didn't make any moves, and yet they're leading their division. Like, I figured that they were going to be one of the teams that should have at least gotten something. I don't know if they necessarily needed a starter, because like I said, man, their starters have been doing their job. Pablo Lopez, obviously, that trade worked out. That was a win-win both ways. Sonny Gray having another good year. Ryan and all the rest of those guys, like, they're doing fine, right? But yeah, they needed that additional offensive piece, whether it be a third baseman. Right, Jorge Polanco has not done enough there at third base or when he's on the field to justify still being a starter, at least for me. I haven't watched enough Minnesota Twins games. I will be completely honest with you in that one. But from what I've seen of the Minnesota Twins games, he has been basically a replacement-level player for them this year, unfortunately. I know he's had tons of success there in the past, but still, man, that was an upgrade spot as well that they should have made a move. And they should have hammered out something to at least make themselves competitive come the playoff time. Because that's another team. They're going to make it into the playoffs, win their division, and be knocked out first round. But anyways, Dirtbags.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyways, Dirtbags, yeah, we'll be right back here after the break.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshot's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the upshots have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get $1,000 off a 1025R tractor and 0% APR fixed rate for 60 months. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some for my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get $10 off your purchase of $30 or more when you buy a travel service. Staples, your first stop to nonstop travel. Ends 9/16. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
spicy
and
chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's Single, and a Frosty,
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Nolan
played lots of questions in for the curtain call and stuff like that, but the common theme that I picked up on was basically taking it from the east to the west, west to the east, doesn't matter, because they wanted to know our opinions on the breakdown of them, who we thought won, who we thought just didn't do anything, did it impact trades for the rest of their division. So here we go. Let's start with the AL East. New York not doing anything. We said last week, I had a feeling it was going to be a strange trading time. And to me, it really was. So New York Yankees do nothing. Did that allow Tampa not to do really other than the Aaron Civale and Baltimore, the Jack Flaherty? I know they made the move with Oakland the week before for the reliever and stuff, but did that impact it?
Well, Civale was a huge pickup for Tampa Bay. I like that, man. They gave up a good prospect that one, too. Right? He was number 38 on MLB.com. First baseman, good power potential and everything like that. So that seems like a good fit up there in Cleveland, especially since they have Naylor. They can kind of just let him relax down in AAA for the rest of the year. And then if they need to call him up in September for some MLB at-bats, then they can. But either way, yeah, no, absolutely. Because what did they add? They added Spencer Howard and Keenan Middleton, I think, were their only two moves. And it's like The Yankees didn't need bullpen help. The Yankees had good enough bullpen. The Yankees needed offense. They needed healthy bodies. They needed an outfielder. They needed a lot of things right, and they didn't get anything done. So that was one of the huge surprises for me because, I mean, everybody knows the Yankees' history. They're always one of those teams that goes out there, makes the moves, right? They're never afraid to do that. But Cashman, obviously, I don't know if he's been told, hey, dude, you're gone after this year, so don't do anything. But, yeah, that was a huge disappointment
Me. Never know. Yeah, me too. I was surprised by that one. And then, I don't know if they're going to get with Flaherty or the Orioles or whatever and that, but pretty non-existent. The Jays went ahead and had to get Paul DeJong as well, go to the third time to the wheelhouse with Shapiro and Atkins and Mazziliak making a trade in the last week or whatever. It'll be interesting to see. I don't think those guys are going to be the dictators. I think it's always going to be what we always said. It's going to be Vlad becoming an actual ball player instead of this is my house guy, worried about social media or something like that. I'm not just sure what it is. But, New York was strange. And Boston did pretty much what everybody expected. You didn't know what to expect out of them. So NL East, Braves did a lot. Marlins did what they needed to.
Marlins made some good moves.
Philly really didn't do a lot.
Marlins made some good moves right before the trade deadline expired there on 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Obviously, they went out. They got Josh Bell, switch in first baseman, good power, give up Gene Segura, who unfortunately just didn't work out down there. Obviously, they threw in Khalil Watson, who was a first-round pick. I believe it was 2 years ago as well. He was, their number 11 or 12 prospect. Then they go out and get Jake Berger as well. Jake Berger, I mean, he's having a fantastic year. He's up to 25 bombs. I think he has more bombs than singles. There's that. He was a former first-round pick as well. Good power and everything like that. So, I mean, I like the moves that the Marlins made. Obviously, they needed power bats. And they had tons of pitching to give up. So, I like the moves that they made. Braves made, obviously, strategic moves. They kind of made most of their moves before the deadline actually happened. But, I mean, even that, they just went out and got Brad Hand as well there yesterday. So that was a smart move adding to the bullpen. Mets, obviously, the fire sale happened. Now it's, I just read that they won't be ready to compete until 2026. So it's like, okay, there goes that one. Phillies were kind of a surprise to me as well. Don't get me wrong, they went out and got Michael Lorenzen from the Detroit Tigers. But outside of that, though, I thought that they were going to go out and get an actual workhorse for a starting pitcher. Michael Lorenzen having a great year, don't get me wrong. But still, I thought if they were going to target one of Detroit's pitchers. Now, I don't know what the possibility of this would have been, obviously, with him nixing the trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers, but Eduardo Rodriguez apparently wanted to play close to home, wanted to stay on the East Coast, which is why he did that. That was kind of a move that made sense to me, though, too, was him going to the Philadelphia Phillies instead of Lorenzen. Just because, I mean, he would come in there as a great number three.
Yeah, I'm sure Los Angeles offered more than Philly could have offered to try to make that trade happen, right? So I think that's probably once he vetoed it on Detroit, it ran out of time to make anything work with Philadelphia, I have to assume. And then and I don't think Philly could probably put as good a package together for him for it. So, Washington, nice little move, a couple little subtle moves or whatever, and that adding some more depth. So Let's jump over to the AL Central. We've talked about Minnesota, talked a little bit about Cleveland, talked a little, you just nailed Detroit, Kansas City, nothing quiet. Nicky Lopez with the Braves at the first of the week, but other than that, nothing.
Scott Barlow.
They did Barlow late last night or whatever, and out with the Padres.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox did exactly what you thought, more than you thought. What do you think?
Didn't do anything of what I thought. Honestly, I thought that they were going to be full-blown fire sale. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they traded the guys that they needed to trade, obviously. They picked up some depth minor league players and stuff like that. But still, though, I thought, based on kind of everything that we started hearing around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, was that, like, this is Eastern Standard Time, sorry, was that pretty much Dylan Cease or Luis Robert might be dealt, and then all of a sudden, like, 3, 4 o'clock kind of rolled around, and it sounded like, okay, Luis Robert is not on the table. They're going to keep him, but Dylan Cease is at least still a name to watch. And Dylan Cease, man, that guy, I get it, he's not having the year that he did last year, but still, he's going to draw a pretty penny, and he could at least help speed up the process of whatever the heck they're trying to do there in Chicago. I don't know if it's a rebuild or what the heck their game plan is, right? They never seem to know for exactly what reason what's going on there. But, I mean, Dylan Cease was a guy that, honestly, I thought was going to be moved, and seeing him not get traded surprised me.
NL Central. Talked about the Brewers, Cincinnati, or the Cubs, Pirates, Cardinals.
Yeah, Cubs are idiots. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, so here's the thing, right? The Cardinals did the best possible thing by losing 6 of 8 to the Cubs. All of a sudden, the Cubs became buyers. What did the Cubs buy that was of significant upgrade? They didn't really do a hell of a lot. My opinion, they still should have been sellers, and they still should have sold off Stroman while his value was high. Obviously, I mean, it's not as high as it was prior to July 1st, because basically the whole month of July, he kind of got hit around pretty good. But you're looking at it. Bellinger, even the year that Bellinger's having, Bellinger would have brought back a great return. I get that he's a rental player, yes. But still, man, that guy is having a hell of a season. And I think Chicago's got a great chance to re-sign him anyways, even if they were to trade him. Because everything that I've heard, he loves Chicago. So, I mean, that would have been a move that I would have made. But obviously, Chicago wanted to go all in on the year. Okay, here you go. Have fun being a middle-of-the-pack team and trying to compete with a wild card. Because I can't see them leapfrogging the Cincinnati Reds or the Milwaukee Brewers for that. St. Louis Cardinals, I like the moves that they did. Right? Don't get me wrong. Sure, I wish that they would have traded Tommy Edman or, I mean, Brendan Donovan. Obviously, the injury came out there yesterday that he had to undergo season-ending surgery. So, obviously, that nixed any trades with him, possibly. Dylan Carlson, he's still under control until 26, so he wasn't necessarily a guy that you have to move. Tyler O'Neill, his value's at an all-time low for basically Tyler O'Neill. So, even that, it's kind of like, okay, I get not moving these guys. They weren't rental players. They still have control. So, worst case, you flip them in the offseason or you flip them at the deadline next year if you have to and try and get back something nicer. But, like, Jack Flaherty, Jordan Hicks, Jordan Montgomery, Chris Stratton, like, they were all guys that were on the way out, right? So, I mean, they got back what they could for them. They end up bolstering their top 30s. I think they ended up getting, what, 6 top 30 prospects, and 5 of them slotted in as their top 10s, or 4 of them slotted in as their top 10s, sorry. So, I mean, you're looking at it like that's exactly what you're supposed to do with sellers. If you have guys on expiring contracts, trade them and try and get back the best haul you can.
Less than 5 minutes. Bucks. Good return. Looks good for next year.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got no problem with that. They traded Carlos Santana. That was kind of their big guy that they were going to trade. Got back what they needed to from Milwaukee.
I think the same thing. Yep, I think the same thing. So, AL West. Texas, Houston, we already talked about a little bit. Texas, we talked about a little bit. Angels, can't be happy. First game's already in the books for Lucas Giolito. 3 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 9 runs, 9 earned runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 3 home runs to the Atlanta Braves earlier before this episode today. So yeah, not a good start. So For me, the Angels, I'll just jump in quick on them. I mean, I love all the players that they got. I a lot of respect for all the players they got. Great, great seasoned professionals like you and I talk about all the time. Is it enough to do anything with? I don't think at all. I think they got backed in the corner and stuff like that. And yes, they got expiring contracts all across the board for them and stuff like that. So they're not locked in on long-term deals with anybody. But I just to me, it doesn't look good going forward for them. I hope I'm wrong, but it doesn't look good. So Texas, I think Texas did. I was a little surprised with Verlander or whatever and that. I like the Jordan Montgomery, so that was good. And obviously sure, Houston had to go and get another. Scherzer.
Texas for Lander to Houston, but yeah.
And Houston went there. So Seattle for me, pretty quiet, really.
Yeah,
Seattle. And Oakland was open.
Seattle, I thought, was going to deal some of their guys. Obviously, they have young, controllable pitchers. They have too many of them right now up in the bigs, right? So, I mean, it's one of those ones that I thought, because obviously Robbie Ray's got to come back next year, and he's got to be a starting pitcher. They're paying him, what, $22-23 million a year? So, I mean, that's one that they can come back to in the offseason, whether it be Brian Wu or Logan Gilbert, whoever they're going to deal out of those two. Because George Kirby, I mean, based off everything that we heard, was untouchable, right? Bryce Miller as well, he's another guy to just kind of keep your eye on for the offseason. DFA'd Colton Wong. So, I mean, you're looking at it like, okay, they need a second base upgrade. So I don't know what the heck Seattle was necessarily doing, because they had some guys that were tradable. Obviously, they flipped A.J. Pollock down to San Francisco. But, yeah, outside of that, they didn't really do a heck of a lot. Houston, I still wanted them to upgrade first base. They didn't make that move. So, I mean, that one kind of shocked me a little bit. Overall, it's still a team that's good enough to at least compete for a World Series. Texas, though, I mean, Texas went out there and they bolstered their rotation, right? So I think right now you got to have Texas as your favorite coming out of the American League. But either way, I mean, Texas or Houston, both of those two teams are juggernauts. Right? Like they're good teams. I mean, obviously you got Baltimore, but Baltimore doesn't have the pitching to match up with some of those other teams. Scherzer, for everything you want to knock on Scherzer, he still has that playoff experience. He still has that World Series experience. He still has a World Series ring. Right? He's bringing pitching to you this year, but still he's got that experience, man. The Orioles didn't make that move, right? The Houston Astros, obviously, Justin Verlander, great success with Houston. Bring him back. He's having a nice little stretch run here now. See where it goes. Angels, just flat out disappointment. Nothing else to say about it.
All right. Minute 15, NL West. Dodgers. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Down.
Neutral.
Didn't add a starter.
Down. San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't get AJ Pollock going there. They should have more offense.
Absolutely. Thumbs down for me. Arizona.
Yeah, thumb up, man. Paul Sewald, he's a nice closer. He'll come in there. He'll help shut down the door at the end of the day. Andrew Chafin getting traded away was kind of a strange one to me. I figured that they use him in a 7th, 8th inning role. I know that his numbers have looked terrible over the past couple of weeks, but still, he's a good old reliable reliever.
Padre.
Yeah, I don't know what the Padres are doing. I didn't know what their game plan was coming in. I don't know what their game plan is going out. Right? Like, they just made some strange moves. Garrett Cooper, yeah. Thumb up, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Their troubles aren't all on Jake Cronenworth. Let's put it that way.
No, exactly.
So I agree. And that one just mystified me. It was like they were too far down the rabbit hole, and they had to just keep going. That's why I took it. So, Dirtbags, thanks for sending in those curtain call questions, and we'll be right back with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I mean, what can we say about Ricky Vaughn Jr.? Spencer Strider, Mr. Number 99, right? Fastest player again to reach 200 strikeouts in a season. This time doing it in 123 and a third innings pitched. I mean, this dude, I don't know enough good things to say about a starting pitcher, but he just goes out there and just flat out mows through people, man. Like, I have never seen anything like this. Obviously, I wish I would have gotten to see Pedro Martinez and Roger Clemens and Nolan Ryan and guys like that, but I was too young to appreciate them at their glory days, right? Same as Randy Johnson, right? Like, those guys were all, like, as I was kind of coming up into baseball, they were entering their post-prime years. So, I mean, you're looking at Spencer Strider, and as a baseball fan, man, how can you not be excited just to watch that kid? I get it. Even if you hate the Atlanta Braves, you still got to just watch this kid go out there and pitch, because everything he does is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you nailed it when you said, that's about all you can do with him when he's on the mound and pitching and stuff like that. 25 years old, 24 is set it last year in 130 innings. Just incredible, man. Hats off, dude. That is unbelievable. And he does it efficiently, too. That's what I really like about it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Wherever you are out there, have a great week. Have a dirty week as a player, a coach, a parent, a fan. Let's continue this season. Let's continue your season being the best possible version of yourself. And that's a dirtbag, because that's what you want to be as a baseball person. Roll the sleeves up, roll in the mud, get dirty, and show everybody in the world who you are. You have the attitude, you have the commitment, you have the effort every single day. That's what it's all about. If you're looking for the rope trainer, looking for dirtbag merchandise, head on over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll get you hooked up. We want to give a shout out again to the boys at Rip Grip Pro. Thank you for being a part of the show. Check them out at ripgrippro.com. Being one nation is what it's all about. It doesn't matter where you are, where you live. who you are. Be it. So share it with others, because that's who you want to be at the end of the day. It is time, dirtbags, though, to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.